Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, everybody. This is Josh Rose, and today's devotional is called Almighty God, the Lamb. Over the years, I've heard many pastors and theologians refer to Jesus as a lion and a lamb. In fact, it is in that typical order that it's said. We sing songs about Jesus being the lion and the lamb. However, I find it interesting that we tend to give these descriptors equal weight, if not even a slight priority to the lion metaphor, by the mere fact that it is often mentioned first. However, what if I told you that these two descriptors were not even close to being equally represented in the Bible? One of them far outweighs the other. In fact, it is so disproportionate that it will make you wonder why we often hear them together. The truth is that in all of Scripture, Jesus is given the title of lion a grand total of one time, while the title lamb is used 30 times in Scripture. It isn't even close. So why is it that we use lion imagery about God so much? Maybe it's because of C.S. Lewis's amazing allegorical description of Jesus as the character of Aslan the lion, of which I is one of my favorites. Or maybe we just like depictions of strength over weakness. But no matter how we justify it, one thing is clear. The image of a lamb is the one that is much more dominant in Scripture. In fact, the distinction is most stark in the book of Revelation. An author by the name of Brian Zahn points this out masterfully in his book, Sinners in the Hands of a Loving God, a book I highly recommend. He writes, "There is no lion in Revelation, only a lamb, a little slaughtered lamb. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah, only in that he is a descendant of the tribe of Judah. The lion was the symbol of the tribe of Judah. But when we look for Jesus to be a lion, we see only a lamb. Jesus is King of kings and Lord of lords. He reigns not as predatory lion, but as a sacrificial lamb. Part of the divine comedy of Revelation is how the beasts of the empire are conquered, not by another beast, but by a tiny slaughtered lamb. The elder tells John to look for a lion. Look, the lion of the tribe of Judah." That's Revelation 5. This is the one time that the title is used. "But a lion is never seen. What is seen is the lamb." What does this mean? What does it mean that Jesus, the one who makes Almighty God known, as John 1:18 says, the very image of the invisible God, as Colossians 1:15, the one in whom the fullness of deity dwells, as Colossians 2:9, what does it mean that this Jesus is more lamb than lion? What does it mean that when we look for the lion, it is the lamb who shows up? What does that say about who God is? What does that say about who we should be? This Christmas season, let's be people who behold the Lamb of God. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.